This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP, Brookville. We're off to a citrusy start with Tangerine, written by Victor Schertzinger and Johnny Mercer in 1941, performed by Chet Baker in 1974. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Dave Grusin with his take on Antonio Carlos Jobim's Captain Bacardi from Discovered Again in 1976. Dave was on Rhodes piano with Lee Ritenour on electric guitar, Ron Carter on acoustic bass, Harvey Mason on drums, and percussion by Larry Bunker. Before that, Chet Baker's take on Tangerine by Victor Schertzinger and Johnny Mercer from She Was Too Good to Me in 1974. Chet was on trumpet, Bob James on Rhodes, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Ron Carter also on bass here, acoustic again, and Steve Gadd on drums. Bob James, Lee Ritenour, and Harvey Mason were three of the four founding members of 4Play. Lee and Mace return in songs next hour. For now, it's the Jeff Lorber Fusion with Rain Dance, featuring Freddie Hubbard on flugelhorn. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Vento Bravo, Portuguese for strong wind, from Coney Island in 1975. Vento Bravo is a cover of another Brazilian after Antonio Carlos Jobim. In this case, it's guitarist and singer Edu Lobo. Handling guitar on the brass version, Peter Woodford. Herb was on trumpet and briefly on vocals with Bob Findlay, also on trumpet, and Bob Edmondson on trombone. There was also Dave Frischberg on piano, Papito Hernandez on bass, Steve Schaefer on drums, another drummer named Steve, Julius Wechter on marimba, and percussion by Vince Charles. Before that, the Jeff Lorber Fusion with Rain Dance, the sole original composition this segment from Water Sign in 1979. That rhymes. Rain Dance went on to be sampled 18 years later by Lil' Kim in Crush on You and in recent years on Right There by Ariana Grande. As for the original, Jeff was on Rhodes piano and various synthesizers, Dan Wilson on bass, and Dennis Bradford on drums. They were joined by Freddie Hubbard on flugelhorn, Jay Coder on acoustic guitar, like Peter Woodford, and Bruce Smith, not that one, with percussion. That's enough from the 70s. We'll head to the early 90s with George Howard next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Every good conversation starts with good listening.
And on the WCWP radio app.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's saxophonist George Howard with a tribute to the main road in his hometown of Philadelphia, Broad Street. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Jean-Luc Ponty with Infinite Pursuit. From Fables in 1985, Jean-Luc wrote that and played the Zeta violin, keyboards, and percussion programming. Backing him up were Scott Henderson on guitar, Baron Brown with an E on bass, and Rayford Griffin on drums. Before that, George Howard with Broad Street, as in the one in his hometown of Philadelphia. From Love and Understanding in 1991, George wrote Broad Street with Victor Bailey, who was also from Philly. George was on soprano sax, keyboards, drum programming, hi-hat, and synth flute shadow. Victor was on synth bass, for a change, keyboards and live drum fills. Tim Gant was the third person on keyboards, Kevin Shokan was on guitar, and George Duke specifically played the Yamaha KX88 keyboard or synthesizer. Let's go now from Broad Street in Philadelphia to Central Expressway in Dallas. This ode to Central Expressway was written by Dallas transplant Joe McBride on his 1992 debut, Grace.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave, from Dover, Delaware. That was Joe McBride, born and raised in Fulton, Missouri, but settled in Dallas, Texas, with Central Expressway, his compositional tribute to the North-South Highway, designated US 75, in Dallas. And that's on his 1992 debut album, Grace. Fun fact, his uncle is Bake McBride, who played for the Cardinals, Phillies, and Indians, winning the World Series for the Phils to the delight of George Howard and Victor Bailey. Joe played most of what you heard on Central Expressway, piano, keyboards, synth guitar, and synth bass. Dennis Durick handled drum programming. We'll hear plenty of David Benoit and Russ Freeman in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Chiguarno, the host of the Monday night edition of The Rock Show. 4F, free format for free.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Before we hear David Benoit solo and Russ Freeman with the Rippingtons, here they are together with Villanueva.
Hi there, Kemosabe. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
I, Mike Shimeri, love it too. Kenny G with Stranger on the Shore from Classics in the Key of G in 1999. Stranger on the Shore began life as Jenny, which Mr. Acker Bilk wrote in 1961 as a tribute to his young daughter. It got the name Stranger on the Shore when it was used as the theme for the BBC serial of the same name. By 62, Dan Ingram was among the hosts to play it on WABC. And that was also the year Robert Mellon added lyrics, which led to versions by singers like Andy Williams. Kenny's version was instrumental and had him on soprano sax, Walter Afanasieff on keyboards and programming, and with additional programming, Greg Bayek and Adam Rossi. I'm guessing at the pronunciation. Forgive me if I got either one of them or both wrong. Before that, David Benoit and Russ Freeman with Villanueva, Way 9, from the Benoit Freeman Project 2 in 2004, a decade after their original collaboration. David and Russ wrote Villanueva and played piano and classical guitar, respectively. David also conducted the Nashville String Machine, which also had brass and woodwinds in it. Dave, not David, Carpenter was on acoustic bass, Peter Erskine on drums, and Luis Conte handled percussion. We'll separate David and Russ for the last two songs of the hour. David plays After Russ and the Rippingtons with their song Into You from their Wildcard album in 2005.
Hi, this is Russ Freeman of the Rippingtons. You're listening to Mike Shimeri on WCWP.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
This is WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP Brookville. Hour one ended with David Benoit's cover of Dave Brubeck's Blue Rondo a la Turk from Standards, a trio album released in 2006 but recorded in 2001. Saxophonist Paul Desmond, who we heard at the top of hour one with Chet Baker, played on the original Brubeck version of Blue Rondo a la Turk. For the David Benoit cover, David was on piano, Brian Bromberg on acoustic bass, and Greg Bissonette on drums. Before David, it was the Rippingtons featuring Russ Freeman. Into You was the song from Wild Card in 2005. Russ played guitars and keyboards and wrote Into You with producer Rex Rideout. Bill Heller was on piano and keyboards, Eric Marienthal on alto sax, Kim Stone on electric bass, Dave Carasone on drums, and percussion by Scott Bredman. Hour two begins with Gerald Albright on saxophones, flutes, and bass on a tune from his G-Stream EP. Hope is the title as well as the sentiment. The ride is over. Exit to your left. That was Gail Johnson's Jazz in Pink with The Ride here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Joy in 2020. Gail wrote The Ride and played piano, keyboards, and drum programming. Paul Jackson Jr. was on guitar. And for the record, Gail spells her last name with the H and the O inverted, so it looks like Johansson. Before that, also in 2020, Gerald Albright with Hope from G-Stream. Gerald wrote that and played saxophones, mainly alto, flutes, and bass. He was accompanied by Rick Watford on guitar, Chris Big Dog Davis on keyboards, and James J. Rob Roberson on drums. Keeping the jazz and pink theme of female instrumentalists going, here's Cindy Bradley on flugelhorn and trombone with Girl Talk, which features Paula Atherton on alto sax. Lee Ritenour with Abbott Kinney on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from his 2020 solo guitar album Dreamcatcher. Abbott Kinney was the founder of Venice, a neighborhood in Los Angeles, where there's also a street named after him, Abbott Kinney Boulevard. Lee's inspiration for Abbott Kinney, the song, was a bike ride on that boulevard as lockdowns began last March. Amidst the quiet was someone jamming on guitar above a store, which put a smile on Lee's face. Before Abbott Kinney, we heard Girl Talk by Cindy Bradley from Natural in 2017. Cindy wrote Girl Talk with David Mann, M-A-N-N. Cindy was on flugelhorn and trombone, while Dave was on keyboards, drum programming, and additional saxophones. The main saxophone work went to Paula Atherton on alto. That's why it's called Girl Talk. Rounding things out, Kip Sophos on bass and Eric Valentine on drums. Paul Brown teaches us the rhythm method next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody.
You always have someone on Saturday night.
Celebrating over two decades here at WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, guitarist Paul Brown is here to musically explain the rhythm method. Begin.
Thank you.
88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Jeff Koshua with Let It Ride, the title track to his 2012 release. Unlike The Ride, which was about car travel, Let It Ride is a card game based on poker. Jeff wrote Let It Ride and played tenor sax and flute. Nicholas Cole was on keyboards, Jerry Johnson with the traditional spelling, unlike Gale, on guitar, Melvin Davis on bass, and Ricky Lawson on drums. Before that, Paul Brown with The Rhythm Method from White Sand in 2007. Paul wrote The Rhythm Method with DC. Paul played guitar and percussion, while DC handled keyboards and drum programming. Roberto Valli was on bass with Jeff Carruthers on synth strings and Moog. Someone played flute, but they were uncredited. On to Chuck Loeb on guitar in 2011, and a song from his Plain and Simple album. Not blue suede shoes, but red suede shoes. Chuck wrote this, not Carl Perkins.
Hey, it's Jay Mirabli, and you're listening to the only show that gets me to kick back and relax, Instrumental Invasion with my man, Mike Shimeri.
Thanks, Jay. That was Chuck Loeb with his original composition, Red Suede Shoes, from Plain and Simple in 2011. Mix red suede shoes with the blue kind, and you get purple suede shoes. Chuck was on guitar on Red Suede Shoes, Pat Bianchi on organ, and that includes organ bass. There was no bass player. Chuck's four-play bandmate Harvey Mason was back on drums, Teal Bruner on trumpet, Nathan Eklund on trumpet and trombone, like Cindy Bradley was on flugelhorn and trombone earlier, Eric Marienthal, heard last hour with the Rippingtons, back on alto sax, and percussion by David Charles. I don't know if he's related to Vince, but they are brothers in percussion. I do know Chuck was the third guitarist in Four Play's history. Lee Ritenour, Larry Carlton, and him. Bob James, Nathan East, and Harvey Mason were constant. Brian Bromberg will make his return on bass to lead off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Next.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here.
Visit WCWP.org today.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's Brian Bromberg with the title track to his 2021 album, A Little Driving Music. Let's hit the road. That's a pair of 2021 songs on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Second was Marion Meadows with Step to This from Twice as Nice. Marion played soprano and tenor sax, mostly soprano, and wrote Step to This with Lou Lang, keyboards, drum programming, bass, and Paul Brown, producer, mixer, no guitar this time. Before that, Brian Bromberg with A Little Driving Music from A Little Driving Music. If you're keeping score, we've had a street, an expressway, a ride, a boulevard, and driving music to go with it. Brian wrote that title track and played all the bass parts, including a steel string acoustic piccolo bass guitar. Tom Zink was on keyboards and drum programming with percussion by Lenny Castro. Earlier, we had a track from Jazz and Pink's Joy album. Combine that with this in Step to This by Marion Meadows, and you get this Joy by Skinny Hightower. This Joy. Skinny Hightower with his composition This Joy on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from his 2-CD release Blue Moon in 2020. This Joy was on CD 2. As far as I can tell, Skinny played nearly everything. Keyboards, vocoder, bass, guitar, and drum programming. Bongo Bobby Thomas handled percussion. Finally, tonight, Jeff Goldblum. Yes, Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra with their take on The Cat. Lalo Schifrin's composition for Jimmy Smith on I Shouldn't Be Telling You This in 2019. Jeff's on piano, Joe Bagg on organ, Alex Frank on bass, John Story on guitar, Kenny Elliott on drums, and two saxophonists, James King on alto, Scott Gilman on tenor. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Let's slink out of here with The Cat, performed by Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. So long.